Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Springtime in South Carolina brings warmer weather and our first big national sporting event for the year. It's tennis time in the Lowcountry when the world's top women players will be in our state competing for ranking points and big money. Bob Moran is tournament director at the Volvo Car Open coming to Daniel Island, South Carolina, March 30th through April 7th, and we have him on the phone. Bob, welcome back.
Mike, thanks so much. This is like a rite of spring for me every year, just having this call with you, and I love it.
And we love it, too. And although we haven't been with you for the entire 47-year period of the tournament, 47 years, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. It's actually our 19th year on Daniel Island, which feels still just like yesterday for most of us who've been working here.
Tell us what's new this year at the Volvo Car Open.
We have an incredibly strong player field, but we're really, again, focused on how we bring a better experience to our consumers, building out more structures for dining experiences. This is the first time we'll have a second-tier restaurant on top of our merchandise tent overlooking the front plaza. We're building two new restaurants on our grand lawn. One will be, you know, typical Charleston barbecue, and the other one will be some healthy eats, so trying to make sure everyone's covered. And then in the stadium, people will really start to see a lot of change and difference with video boards on the court, video boards in front of the stadium as you're coming in, and we continue to enhance our app to make this experience for people on site that much more enjoyable and accessible.
And the players this year, what are some of the big names you are expecting?
We have five past champions coming back. Kiki Burtons, who won last year. Past champion Sloane Stephens is coming back to join us. Caroline Wozniacki is coming back to join us. Sabine Lisicki, who won approximately 7 years ago, I believe, and accepted a wild card to come back. And Andrea Petkovic, another really popular past champion, coming back. But we have 33 countries represented by the players this year, Mike.
Share with us some of the statistics for the tournament. Where do your attendees come from? Ticket sales, economic impact?
Sure. I would say the move to Tennis Channel Club a year ago has really helped broaden our reach, though we still have approximately 50% of our ticket holders coming from the state of South Carolina. We have, I believe, 44 different states covered by ticket holders this year, coming from places all over the country where we, quite honestly, Mike, we don't do advertising other than, you know, the 60 live hours of broadcast time of last year's tournament on Tennis Channel. And I think a lot of true tennis fans are seeing what a great event we have here and what a great city Charleston is. So we're really seeing a lot of big pickup coming from across the country. When people ask us about the economic impact of the event, on our budget alone, we're responsible for somewhere between 2,500 and 3,000 hotel room nights for staffing, players, officials, different companies coming in, TV broadcasts, production, all of those things. The last time we did a pretty intense economic impact, we're north of $35 million for the week of the tournament.
You mentioned the Tennis Channel providing coverage. The last couple of years, it's been wire-to-wire, first day to last day. Is that continuing?
That's correct. First ball on Monday of our main draw, the last ball during the finals on Sunday. That equates to roughly 60 live hours of broadcast time. And then we have repeat coverage in the evening on Tennis Channel as well, which equates to another 100-plus hours. That doesn't even bring into consideration our 165 international partners with 20 million viewers overseas.
And that has to make the businesses at Daniel Island happy to see this global coverage of their venue.
Yes, definitely. And what it allows, when you have 60 hours of coverage, you need a lot of content, not just including the tennis, but everything else that's around us. So it really allows us as a tournament to kind of paint the picture of what Charleston is and what Daniel Island is and what the state of South Carolina is. It's very unique in that regard that we're able to bring all these things to life through a broadcast.
I know that local vendors participate as well. Local businesses bring their products, services, food trucks.
Oh, yes. We are not short on food trucks, and all of our partners on the food front are locally driven partners, from our restaurants to our food trucks to ice cream to you name it. Anything that we serve here is basically locally driven. Very important to us.
Well, Bob, give us one more time the dates and venue for the upcoming tournament.
Certainly, it's March 30th through April 7th at Volvo Car Stadium in Daniel Island in Charleston, South Carolina.
Well, Bob, thank you so much for your time.
Mike, I greatly appreciate it.
Bob Moran is tournament director at the Volvo Car Open at Daniel Island. We will have a link to the tournament posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.